Edward Mitchell Bannister, Moonlight Marine, 1885. While I have spent most of my life as a shipboard cook, a barber, a hairdresser, and a photographer, my true love is painting. My most significant professional accomplishment was in 1876 when my painting, Under the Oaks, a huge oil showing cows and sheep taking shelter from a storm under broad oak trees, won first place at the Centennial International Exhibition, America's first World's Fair. Initially, the jury didn't realize I was the artist. When I heard I had won, I pushed through the crowds to verify with the judge the honor. Without raising his eyes, the judge demanded in the most exasperated tone of voice,
"Well, what do you want here anyway? Speak lively."
I replied, "I want to inquire concerning number 54. Is it a prize winner?"
"What's that to you?"
he demanded gruffly. In an instant, my blood was up. The looks that passed between him and the others in the room were unmistakable. I was not an artist to them, simply an inquisitive colored man. Controlling myself, I said deliberately, "I'm interested in the report that Under the Oaks has received a prize. I painted the picture." An explosion could not have made a more marked impression. In my landscapes and seascapes, like Under the Oaks and this one, Moonlight Marine, I try to visualize the idea of perfect harmony in nature. I love painting views of the Atlantic coastline, particularly Rhode Island, as they lend themselves to both dramatic touch and experimental vision while still allowing for truthfulness in showing the mood and forces of nature. I love to visit libraries, museums, and art galleries where I can develop my own technique by studying the works of other artists. Though I was denied formal artistic training because of my race, I taught myself to look at nature with a poet's feeling, absorbing the beauty of rocks and fields, the atmospheric effects of sky and surf, and projecting them onto the canvas. I want to bring every part of a painting quietly to life.